The disputed presidential election in Kenya is now officially over. The country's Chief Justice Martha Koome made the announcement yesterday.
We are of the view that the pointed irregularities and irregularities were not of such magnitude as to affect the final result of the presidential election.
That election was held on August 9th, but the final result had been held up for nearly a month after the losing candidate, Raila Odinga, claimed the vote was rigged. Deputy President William Ruto now has a clear path to becoming the country's next leader. Abdi Latif Dahir is the New York Times East Africa correspondent. He joins us now from Nairobi. And Abdi, did the Kenyan Supreme Court find any evidence to support Odinga's claims that the election was rigged?
No, actually, they didn't. They did look into 9 determinations in the petition that was filed by Raila Odinga, and they rejected all of them. They rejected accusations that the vote had been rigged, that the ballots had been stuffed, or even that the election technology system had been hacked and the results falsified. One other interesting thing about the ruling yesterday was that it was unanimous, but it was also interesting to hear the use of very strong language. They described the accusation as sensationalism, as hot air, and they said that they amounted to a wild goose chase that yielded nothing of value.
Odinga has a history of this. He's run for president 5 times now and unsuccessfully challenged the result of the last election for the same reason. What's his reputation at this point in Kenya?
That's a good question. I mean, there's going to be a lot of soul searching to do over the coming days. Of course, he did come out yesterday saying that he respects the court's decision, but, quote, vehemently disagrees with it. One of the things about this election was that it was seen largely as the closest chance that he had to the presidency, particularly after he made a pact with the outgoing president, Uhuru Kenyatta, in 2018. But because both of them are the sons of the country's founding fathers, their deal was seen as an elite pact, and an Odinga presidency was largely viewed as a continuation of a Kenyatta presidency or a continuation of dynastic rule in Kenya. And so Ruto, in many ways, came out against that, even though he's very wealthy businessman, he's a country's vice president. He came out to cast himself as the opposite candidate, issuing a clarion call to the young, ambitious, hardworking Kenyans who are trying to make ends meet, and basically saying that just like you, you know, who are poor, I was once poor, I went to school without shoes for a very long time, and if you elect me as president, you know, I would be able to work on your behalf and solve your problems.
Well, the election was very close, and Kenya is a key democracy in Africa. So after this disputed election, is the sense there that the integrity of the election system of the country, that it has been upheld?
Kenya is the largest economy in the region. It's a major ally of the West in the fight against terrorism. A lot of people look at it, particularly if you look at the East Africa region, it's a stable democracy in a region torn by civil war, strife, you know, led by autocrats. And so the decision from the court yesterday and before that, you know, the announcement by the Electoral Commission in many ways are being seen as reflecting the fidelity, the transparency, and the strength of the Kenyan institutions.
The New York Times East Africa correspondent Abdi Latif Dahir speaking to us from Nairobi. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.